Welcome to the Breathe Together podcast. Download our app today where you can join our daily live breathwork and meditation classes, 7 a.m., 12:30 and 8 p.m. every single day. And you can download this for $5.99 per month. Enjoy the show, everyone. Okay, welcome to today's show, everyone. This is Joby from Breathe Together, and I've got my new friend found on Instagram who does the most amazing breath work. He's got loads of knowledge and wisdom he's going to share with us today. Lou Britho, absolutely such a nice man, and such an honor to have you on. So thank you for joining us. Louis has been a failure in many areas, but advertising, writing, painting, and music. But he's a successful breather, committed to make others feel the same about the inner and outer worlds. Nice few little words that Louis sent me, and I feel it really resonates with what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people. We're trying to really get people to learn the breath, the importance of the breath, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of value from today. So, Louis, thank you for joining me. Thank you for giving me your time.
Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for being yourself. Thank you for the work that you're doing, and thanks for this friendship. It's important
to be the ones
who resonate with the same.
Yeah? Yeah, absolutely. So for those of my audience that might not have seen you and seen your work, tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it and the results you're getting with breathwork.
Yeah, so like I said in my short bio, I'm a failure in many aspects. And that's kind of a joke, but yeah, I started working in advertising. And then I got into, I was there. And then I got into writing. I published a few travel books. And then I was also doing some painting and then music. Throughout the last 10 years, I went a bit all over the place. And I'm just saying this because this all kind of blends into what I do with the breath. I mean, breath as a subject, but also different means to express around breath. So how did I start? Well, first and foremost, practicing breathwork. Why? It was the first lockdown, like very first week or something of pandemic state, and I was scared at that time. There was fear being passed around, and there was also fear on me, and I was looking okay. I was actually believing that there was going to be an apocalypse, and what can I do about this? And I just saw a little pop-up on YouTube saying Wim Hof about pandemic. And I had heard of this Wim Hof guy. I just never digged into it. And I just, for the first time, clicked because he was saying Wim Hof about coronavirus. And I just go, okay, guys, don't worry about anything. Coronavirus, it's okay. Just keep doing what I do. The breath, the moment. And the guy's so funny.
I love it.
He breathes in between syllables, you know. And just the way he put it, it was the first person I saw saying, it's all right. Don't worry. Just keep going and it will be fine. I'm like, okay, I'm interested. And then I saw a bit more of his interview. And then a link saying, okay, try it, breath work, first time, did it, tried it, loved it, boom, committed. It's actually it's interesting the way it started for me, because it was this symbolic, you know, coronavirus, Wim Hof, don't worry, started it, boom, got into it. That simple. Very few things were so linear in my life, you know, so simple. But before this, I was already trying to do the meditation. I was trying to eat healthy. I was, you know, always searching for some ease, for some way to feel better. And then this thing just, boom, oh yeah. The breath and the cold shower. And then throughout that, I've been evolving. I was reading some books. I also follow this guy, Certified Health Nut, Troy Casey.
Yeah, I know Troy, yeah. Very good.
Also a great guru. Oh yeah, and I was doing this, and I did this painting. I called it Self Help Masters, and I put Jordan Peterson, Sadhguru, and Wim Hof. And Sadhguru, I was learning from him for 5 years already. Jordan Peterson, maybe 2 years. Wim Hof, I just learned these things, and in 3 days, boom, top of the head. My first biggest self-help master, my virtual father. It's the fathers that I gained on the internet after losing my biological father. He passed away 3 years ago. And I just tried it, understood it. I felt it, like Wim says, feeling it is understanding it. I felt it, I understood it, I felt it with my body, and just got it on my routine. And I started evolving. I think the Wim Hof thing is absolutely brilliant, the way he puts it, 3 times 30, like very specific, very good for our Western mind that's in need of boxes and this and that. But I do think some people just don't evolve more than that. They go, oh, I've been doing it for the last 3 months, 3 times 30. Yeah, well, try doing 60 times 30. Try doing a breath with movement. Try doing, and I think
that's
like
it.
That. Yeah, so I did do more research and even coming up with new stuff. Man, and I love it. And I feel wonderful and I sleep good for the first time in my life and blah, blah, blah. And I was so quick to decide, okay, I'm going to get people to do this. After 2 months of doing it, I was like, okay, I need to share this. And this was already a year ago. And now I think we're finally getting there. I'm finally getting to a point where if somebody says, oh, I'm looking for somebody who does breath work, somebody's going to know, oh, there's this guy. You know, I think I'm already like going out of my circle, you know, and that's a wonderful thing. And that's basically it. So my name is Brito, and I change this to Breatho, and all that I do nowadays artistically or whatever, it's always around breath. So even if I can't get somebody to come into a session with me or whatever, I'm just raising awareness to breath always, you know, just always, you know, planting a seed, and that's it, bro.
Yeah, it makes such a difference when you can absolutely connect with the breath and what it can do for you. And just what you're saying there about the Wim Hof method, obviously it's one type of breathing, but it's so many different types of breathing that we can learn and create ourselves. And that's the beauty of it, is having that freedom to just creating your own patterns, breathing consciously through the day. As you said, planting them seeds. The more people we can get breathing and the more people we can get connected to the breath, we're going to raise the vibration and everyone's going to feel happy. Everyone's going to feel good. And
optimistic.
Yeah.
Breath life, let's call it like that. It brings you optimism, you know. You stop complaining because instead of complaining, breathe.
Love that. Don't complain, breathe.
And breathe. I also posted more breathing, less bitching.
Like that. That's a good one. Yeah, no, it's very good. So tell us a little bit about, obviously you work with people very closely, and some of the way you, like from your videos and stuff, like you're getting people to really breathe in certain ways, and you're adding music and stuff to the events. Tell us a little bit about that and the results that you're seeing with the people, like from when someone comes in from the beginning of the session to the end of the session, what results are they getting with you?
Well, my approach to my sessions, what I do actually, is a mix of Wim Hof and holotropic. So I'm not even so sure about this concept, but I would say holotropic is basically when you breathe a lot, and you get strange, but you're still breathing because somebody's telling you, go, right? My sessions, we do 1 hour, we do 3 rounds of a lot of breathing with the retention in the middle. So this is the thing I came up with. So we do lots of breathing, stop, retention.
Yeah, retention breath is so important.
Yeah. And I think that the holotropic thing, many times you just get the people breathing and no retention. So you don't get the sympathetic, parasympathetic swing, right? And I think this breathwork thing is about getting tense, getting relaxed, and learning how to master this sympathetic, parasympathetic state, you know, throughout the life, breath as a gateway to that. So I try to get that on my sessions. So a lot of breathing, so people get the breath awakening, a lot of oxygen in the body, and how does that feel? And then I usually say, now let's do 1 minute of silence for all of those that don't do breathwork. And then I like to you know, say some jokes, make it as chill as possible. Also, you do that, and I love it. And also, Wim Hof does that. Just be chill, you know, just be normal, because there's not much around it. I mean, it's super deep, but the basis of it is quite simple. It's just oxygen. First drug, first nutrient, lots of it, good for you, free. It's that simple. So I think having a simplistic approach with chill attitude, I think, is nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's about making people comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the mystic is the one who mystifies, you know. There's not much to it. Just what we were lacking all this time, what was making us sad, was the oxygen. The lack of oxygen was making us sad and nervous and sick. So now we just look at that and we pump in a lot of oxygen to compensate for all the time we didn't have the oxygen because of the nervous breathing, yada, yada. And then I add the music. I also work. So before doing the breath, I was just working with sound and sound therapy with the didgeridoo, handpan, Tibetan bowls. I was giving sessions with these ones. And I mix them both. So I start by guiding with the voice, breathe in, breathe out, belly, chest, top of the head, reminding the body how the body is, how the breathing mechanism goes, you know, getting people to look inside and visualize it. And then by the end, when people are already kind of in an automatic state, I'm just doing music and people are breathing with the music. So, yeah, I guess then I also bring a bit of shamanism, because a shaman is always somebody who's doing music, right? Music is a message. So I bring that to my sessions. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and how do people feel? They feel great, man. They have a big smile on their faces, and then they go. And part of me is super happy because I've done my job and it feels good. And then part of me is just super frustrated, I have to be honest, because what I want is for the person next day to go do breath. And I'm really happy when I do a session and then it happens that a month after I see somebody who was at the session and this person tells me, man, thanks to that, I'm doing breathwork every day. Boom, I'm happy. You know, that's the best feeling. Better than the person telling me, hey, I want to go on another session, you know. But so every time somebody comes to the session and doesn't commit to breath as a priority, I feel like I'm failing somehow, you know. And and maybe this is something we could talk about, like why do we see this and just prioritize this, and why do some people feel it, have it, agree with it, and then the next day they're off to something else? Can you comment on that?
Yeah, let's just take a quick break and we'll talk about what we do here at Breathe Together. So we run daily live meditation and breathwork classes on our app, Breathe Together. You can download that from the app stores now. And we also have now got our very own courses, personalized courses, where we are working with you direct. Alex and myself will be working with you to over a 3-month, 6-month period, whatever it is, whatever we need to give you to help you through your pain, your trauma, addiction, mental health issues, whatever it may be. We've now got them courses set up and ready to go. So it's another addition that we are adding in to our breathwork app. Very excited to be bringing these courses to help you. So if you'd like to download the app and join our breathwork classes, please do so. Breathe Together, the links will be below. And if you'd like a personalized coaching program to help you get through whatever you are, to really live that life that you desire and deserve to have and unlock your full potential, get in touch with us. And like I say, the emails, everything, contacts will all be below, and we look forward to working with you soon. And back to the show. Want things done for himself. What we're going to realize is this is our inner healing. We have to do the work, and having a daily breathwork practice, the minute I wake up, I start breathing and I go into a little routine to get myself prepared for the day. This is something I try and do with my clients. Get yourself breathing, the minute you're waking up, consciously breathing through the day. And I just get them to just breathing through the day, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Very simple, but it clears the mind. It aligns like all of your nervous systems, gets the blood flowing. And the more people can consciously breathe through the day, just little steps, all of a sudden they're naturally doing breath work through the day without even realizing it. And then it's a way I found to get them, rather than sitting there for half an hour in a big, long, heavy session, through the day I've got them just tweaking their breathing, getting them functioning breathing, so they're breathing in the correct way, and all of a sudden they're naturally doing it. And now all of a sudden when they go in to go home, they're meditating, they're now breathing before they meditate. So
how do you do that? How do you just say a lot to people, hey, breathe every day, you make
breathe, yeah, life. So I show them. My main thing is showing people, like you said, planting seeds. So I'm teaching people how to breathe functionally. Like when I see people breathing, I can see they're dysfunctionally breathing. They're breathing into the chest or through the mouth. I can see how people's energy is. I know they've got trauma. I know they've got pain. They've got anxiety purely by the way they breathe. For some reason, I can just see it. And I can see into what's going on with people. So I can naturally just tune in and just tweak, just little tiny tweaks with their breathing, and just how does that make you feel now? And they'll go, oh, they're even a bit more relaxed. Oh, I've got a bit more energy. So it's just little tiny tweaks that gets them breathing correctly. When they do that, they start feeling good. They start enjoying the breath. They start connecting with the breath. And I get people also to like breath awareness of just sitting and watching your breath. So while you're reading, having your breakfast, just watch your breath. Feel the sensations of the breath coming in and out and flowing through the body. And all of a sudden, they're getting in tune to the breath, and they can just naturally just start. Their sensations are picking up their way. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go.
Can I start doing that?
Yeah.
Of course, man. That's man, wonderful. I for sure I'm going to start going that way.
It's perfect, mate. So for me, obviously, when you get people coming into a session and they've enjoyed it so much and they leave with that big smile on the face, like you said, my thing is, okay, practice this. Do this every day. Imagine if you do this every day, what your life will be like. It's getting people experienced and explained.
That's a beautiful
word. For me, getting people, yeah, it's very experienced and explained. So for me, the more you breathe, and obviously every single person, we all breathe every day, 25 to 30,000 times a day. But when we can really tune in and connect with that breath, the life force, the magic that it can bring us, especially when I specialize in trauma, anxiety, and mental health, because I've been through it myself. So I really can relate to people in them going through them situations. Just seeing people change their breath and they change their physiology, the chemistry in the brain. All of a sudden, they're firing and wiring new patterns, new neurons, and all of a sudden, they're starting to feel good. They're starting to feel happy. And they can start creating a different way of life.
Great reset.
Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah, it's magical. So that's a long explained explanation to your question.
For sure. I'm very focused on the breath awakening and the big breathing and the, you know, just this holotropic, let's say, way of approach. And I like to give messages, but also I need to fine tune my work and do more subtle things. And yeah, man, thank you for
yeah.
And
also, go on, to apologize.
Yeah, because you just said we all do breathing. Yeah, of course. Because there's also this thing with the breath. Like, of course, we all do breathing, but it's not breathing. You know,
no, of course,
this is not breathing. Using the whole body is breathing, and there's this. Nomenclature, does this word exist? This terminology problem, yes. You know, because, yeah. You know, breathing I'm breathing. No, you're not.
It's yeah. You know, I get that all the time.
there should be a word for the bad breathing that people do, you know, so that, you know, or sometimes also get people say, oh no, I breathe a lot. I'm fine. I do a lot of breathing. And I look at the person and I know that the person needs a lot of oxygen. And like these words are very powerful. And sometimes people think they know something and they don't. And there's this challenge that we have with the word itself, breathing in breath, and like the idea that this brings onto people and what it actually is. Our idea of breath, we work with this, is different from somebody who doesn't, but the word is the same. So there's a gap here, you know.
Of course. And this is about our job, obviously, the work we're doing and putting the stuff up on social media is about educating people to understand why the importance of breathing correctly and functionally is the best way. And when you learn how to breathe correctly...
I would say the only way, bro, not the best,
yeah,
the only way.
Yeah, exactly.
The basis for all healing.
Yeah, exactly. The breath can heal anything. I've seen people literally heal cancer. I've seen people been on medication, antidepressants for 20 years, a couple of weeks of breath work, proper breath work, and they've given up all their medication.
Even if you're not already sick or with a condition or a diagnosis, but you have bad habits or you have problems, you start to get the breath done right, and then everything falls into place.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does. It gets you so much more clarity, focus. Mm. As you said, if there's like bad habits there, you can really tune yourself into creating a better way of life.
Yeah. If you have a strong breath foundation, you know very well what's good for you and what's not good for you. It's about being centered. You know, when you're doing the breath work, you're centered. And if you're centered, you can't go wrong. And the society, this is also Wim Hof's words, society's problems come from people not in center. So economy wars, pollution, yada, yada. All these things happen because the people who are doing this wrong stuff are not connected to themselves because they're not breathing and holding their breath. And
yeah, exactly. Should we talk a little bit about, you just touched on a really thing there, holding the breath.
Mm-hmm.
Why is so important doing a retention hold breath?
Well, so we pump all the oxygen in, right? And when we stop breathing, that oxygen starts to get replaced by the carbon dioxide, right? Mm-hmm. And it so happens, and this is the only time I use the word God in my current speech, but I'll say it so happens that God made us in a way that when we start to drain, when the oxygen starts to be replaced by the carbon dioxide, the first part of the body where that happens is the frontal cortex, where is the idea of self, where is the ego, where is our idea of idea. So after the long breathing, you stop breathing, and then comes this clarity, which is your mind is no longer playing tricks on you. What you think that's right or what's bothering you is not there already, you know? And this is wonderful. That's when you start to believe new stuff. That's when you actually start to feel that you can change and that the mind is just bothering you with its circles and then gone. Because the frontal cortex, the place where this happens, is the first part to be deactivated. And this is so interesting. And this is why yoga is good for you. This is why meditation is good for you. This is why sports are good for you. This is why whatever involves the body is good for you, because it changes your mind. But breath retention is straight to this. And me, man, every morning I wake up, I'm still kind of sleeping. I have this, you know, my mind is bothering me as usual. And then I do the breathing. On the second round, poof, gone. And I can actually open my eyes, see the world, see that everything is fine the way it is.
Yep.
And that feeling lasts for the rest of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And carbon dioxide is really good, actually really good for the body, because it helps splits the blood cells into the tissues and helps you heal. And when you're doing your breath retention, you're also changing the chemistry in the brain. And if we can start painting a picture in our mind of the dream life that we want, the abundance, the love, the money, everything else, we can start creating that picture while we're there. We're in peak state. See, when you're in that vibration, it's easier to manifest as well.
I was 6 months ago, I was visualizing me as somebody who's helping people breathe, and now boom, that's happening.
Love that. I'm so glad you had that vision.
Thank you, internet. And also the breath retention, there's also this, and this is also again Wim Hof quote, when you learn to be in uncomfortable situations, such as cold or lack of oxygen, if you teach yourself to be calm in that situation, then you can be calm in whatever situation.
Yeah.
It's also stoicism, right? You put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, and cold and lack of oxygen are the most uncomfortable situations for your body.
Yeah.
If you learn how to be calm in those situations, nothing can challenge you so much. Nothing can harm you, because you're used to chilling in a difficult situation. That's also why breath retention is so important, right? For the psychological part, the way you look.
It's perfect. Yeah, so it's truly beautiful. So just to finish off, is there any tips or techniques or anything you'd like to share with the audience? And also, how can people get in touch with you to connect with you as well?
Thank you. Well, now I'm working on Instagram only. That's there, Luis Breto. I think you'll share.
I'll put a link below for sure. Yeah.
Thank you, man. If people want to see what I do and just go on it. I do a bit of funny stuff too around it, and a bit of philosophy, and I like to joke about it. And I just, you know, like we said, everything around the breath. And then the tip I have, and this is the thing I've kind of been sharing in my sessions. So there's this thing called self-love, right? And self-love is something that people talk about. What's that? Self-love. How do you do that? Well, love is a form of action. If you love somebody, it's not enough to love that person. You have to do something to prove love. Love is action and karma, right? So self-love is action of breathing. So before the techniques or the practice or whatever, there has to be a mind shift that is about fall in love with yourself through the breath. Start loving yourself through the breath. Whatever you want to do, do it through the breath. Get involved with it. Look at it. Don't be afraid. Search, research, share it, and be patient, because it takes a while, but approach it. Get involved. See it. Don't do anything else, you know, because you don't need another thing. When you think that you need something, what you need is a breath. You know, but there's a mechanism to the breath, and there's this all this reprogramming that we have to do. We have to reactivate the body. So there's some learning that has to be done. But before the learning, the will must come. And before the will, the realization that this is an act of love. Breathing is love. Breath is love, you know. So if you want to love, if you want more love in your life, and if you want to love yourself, if you don't breathe, you're going to fail.
I love that. Thank you so much, Louis.
Right.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. Guys, I hope you enjoy this show. I hope you got some value from it. This is Breathe Together, and we'll be back very soon. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye. Yeah.